Welcome Home, a podcast brought to you by John Houston Homes. Join hosts Chelsea Frazier and Whitney Pryor as they walk you through the exciting adventure of your home buying and building journey.
Thank you for joining us today on the Welcome Home podcast. My name is Whitney, and I've got my co-host here, Chelsea, who I lovingly refer to as my work wife.
Hi!
Today is going to be one of my favorite episodes. I always love whenever we have happy homeowners on the show. So, yes. Chelsea, do you want to tell us who we've got?
Yes, I would love to. We're sitting here with the Carters, TNT.
Hey. Hello, everyone. Hi.
So happy to have y'all in here. The energy is just like right when I saw their faces and they walked in the door. But yes, we are just really excited to talk with Terrace and Tasha. They purchased a home in Estates at North Grove, and we like to say they went to Jared. There's a really fun story behind that, but really what we mean is the sales manager, Jared Denton. So the Carters have a really interesting story in how they ended back up at John Houston Homes after contracting a pre-existing home. And I think our listeners will really relate to some of those experiences that we're going to talk about today, because I think that's what a lot of people are going through in the market. So welcome to the show, Terrace and yes. Tasha.
Hello. Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you guys for having us. We're excited to be here.
We are too.
Yeah. Thank you.
We actually had a sales manager, Patrick, who I think we'll probably talk about in a little bit, but he emailed and said, you really should get them on the show because they went to Jared, and you could do a really fun like play on words with that and tell their story. And so it's just interesting how the person who you didn't end up buying with still like loved you guys so much that wanted to share your story. So yeah, we're excited.
Awesome.
Well, let's start with just a little bit of background. Tell us about a little bit about yourselves and what you do and family, kids, hobbies, all that fun stuff.
Well, I'm Tasha Carter. I'm married to this handsome guy over here.
I love that you'll call each other TNT. That's just awesome.
Dynamite.
I love it.
Of 3 years, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. And
local girl.
Yeah, local girl. Mm-hmm. Dallas country girl. I work at Grand Prairie ISD in the Independent School District. I am an after school coordinator. So I work with the kiddos. We have two kids, Naya and Trevor. Naya's 21 and she's in college in North Carolina. Oh. And Trevor is in the 11th grade in DeSoto, and he's in the band.
Oh. And that's a big deal, right?
It's a big deal. He's very busy.
What does he play?
He's in the percussion section.
Oh, he's the cool kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a clarinet player. I was not the cool kid. Oh. I was also the drum major, so.
Nice. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
You were totally cool. I did always wish I was in percussion, though.
Yeah.
I was just like, that looks like it's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have so much fun.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And I love to shop. I love to cook. You know, I love to read. Mm-hmm. Those are my interests. I mean, we love to travel. So
awesome.
That's neat. Have y'all been anywhere interesting lately?
Not yet, but we are going to California.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
Planning a trip over Thanksgiving.
Take
a little trip to Cali.
LA. Nice. Yeah. Hopefully we see some stars.
Some movie stars.
Yes.
We go to Beverly Hills and see the stars, Walk of Stars.
It'll be nice and warm, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a change of scenery.
Yeah, definitely.
Need a vacation.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, teachers. Yes. Y'all. Yes. You got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Terrace, what about you?
So, good morning, everyone. I'm Terrace Carter. And let's see, I am originally from Delaware, the first state, all the way on the East Coast, Newcastle, Delaware, born and raised. And I moved to Texas in 2007 just for a change of scenery. Of course, the homes down here are nice and big. Everything is bigger and better in Texas, and that is true. So just for a change of scenery, I'm a teacher in Grand Prairie in the Independent School District as well, with my wife. So I'm not at the same campus, but in the same district. And I teach music K-5. So that's exciting.
Yes.
Lots of energy, especially with the kinder and the first graders. Yep. Tons of energy, Red Bull and everything, coffee, Starbucks, all those things are great. So I've been, let's see, this is my 18th year teaching. I've been doing that for a while. And like my wife said, Naya and Trevor, they're our babies, and we love them dearly. My hobbies are, of course, music. I teach music, and I do play music as well.
He plays for me.
Yeah, aww. I play for Tasha sometimes.
What do you play?
I play piano.
So cool.
Is that how you got her? Did you play the piano on the first day?
She's shaking her head.
Yeah, because we used to actually work together in DeSoto. That's how we met. We worked together in DeSoto, and I would see her in the hallway, and as she was walking by, I was like, wow, who is this? I've never seen her before. Maybe I can play a song for her and get her to come in my classroom.
Serenade her.
La 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 la.
Because I was working at the school program in DeSoto, so he would always take my speaker out of the gym. So that's how he would get me to come to his classroom.
Yeah. So she could retrieve it so that I could serenade her.
Yes. You just so happened to be playing the piano when she came together.
Right. Yes. Just magically. It happened. So that's how we met. And it's been awesome. It's been amazing. She's an amazing wife and an amazing friend to me. Mm-hmm. And, this step here in purchasing our first home together was absolutely stellar. I mean, once we cleared some hurdles, which we'll talk about, it was amazing. And, she helped a lot with the decisions and all the different components that have to go into making a purchase, a major purchase. And I would tell her, this is a major purchase, so we have to make sure that it's a right purchase.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, going back to my hobbies, I enjoy music, of course. I also enjoy flying.
So I have been
for the last 20 years, I am a big flight simmer. So I love flight sim.
Okay.
I love airplanes. I love everything about airplanes and things like that. So I've had a few friends over the years who are pilots with their private pilot's license, and they would fly the smaller Cessna aircraft and things like that. So one of my life dreams and goals is to acquire my private pilot's license and to become a pilot. One day, and so
maybe. We share that goal. That is also a goal of mine. Once I have more time,
cool.
I wanted to be a pilot before 9/11, and then 9/11 happened. I was in a sophomore in high school. I was like, I'm gonna switch my career path.
Yeah. So
that's so neat.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that will happen.
Yes.
I can tell you're a go-getter. And
I am.
You probably put your mind on that goal, and it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very cool.
Well, tell us about your journey to John Houston Homes and then what happened along the way and then coming back to Jared.
Yes.
Okay.
So where should we start?
You want to start? You want me to start?
Yeah, you start because I want to talk about the process of how I felt.
So towards the end of 2019, this is about a year or so after we were married, we started talking about, hey, babe, I think we should go ahead and purchase a home. We had been renting for a while for, a number of years. And, of course, everyone knows with renting, you're basically paying off the mortgage for your landlord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no secret there.
No secret there. You're not earning or gaining anything. There's no equity. There's nothing there but just you rent. I mean, there are some pros, of course. You don't have to worry about maintenance and a lot of things are covered. But we were just at the point we were saying, with the incomes that we're bringing in, we really need to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We started, getting ourselves prepared. We started saving earlier that year. I had opened a savings account and we were actively saving. We had a set amount of money we knew we wanted to have in the bank by the time we closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, early 2020, COVID.
Yeah.
And everything just stopped. And we were like, oh, my God, gosh, what is this? What is going on?
Mm-hmm.
So we said, we're going to continue to save. We're just going to continue with our goal of home ownership. So we started looking. I think Tasha really kind of initiated the online search for properties because I said, babe, I want you to start get an idea of what type of home you want, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
that's our favorite thing to do at night.
She has to go through realtor.com.
She has to pick that. And I'll worry about
that. That's where I was at, realtor.com. Yeah.
And I'll focus on the financial, you know, all those things. You focus on what kind of home you want, two story, one story, that sort of thing. So through searching, we came across John Houston. Mm-hmm. And you know, she showed me some of the floor plans, and I think at the time it was like the Eisenhower, mm-hmm, the Concord. We had looked at some of those homes.
The Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And we were very impressed with the product. And so she researched, and we found that we were living in Cedar Hill at the time when we were renting, and we found that John Houston was building in Waxahachie. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, well, that's only 20 minutes, you know, from where we are. So, you know, maybe we can go down there. So, I believe, I think I made contact with Jared. I think.
What we did first was we just came down to look at the area.
And look at
the homes and look at everything. And we just stopped in the model they had. Mm-hmm. And I think the model that they were building. And so that's when we started talking to Jared, and we started finding information about it and mm-hmm. trying to find out, you know, what we liked about it and the neighborhood and everything. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we got into contact with Jared at first.
Yeah.
And of course, like my baby said, I wanted a new house. He was ready. Like, how much is this going to cost? Yeah.
I was very reluctant. I was like, baby, look at this house. It's gorgeous.
And I said, I know, but just write the check. I was like,
it's like, but we're teachers, you know. So we met Jared, and instantly, I mean, his personality.
Loved him from the beginning.
I mean, it was just like, whoom, you mm-hmm. know, pulled us in. And we were like, wow, this dude is really cool, yeah. you know.
Mm-hmm. And knowledgeable.
So, and very yes. knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. And very friendly. Mm-hmm. Wasn't pushy. Just very natural. It's mm-hmm. like we felt like we had already okay. known him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you'd want in a sales manager. Yeah.
Very yeah. much.
That's what he like. He very doesn't much. Like anyone that's pushy. That's right. trying to
you
want to
be able to
you.
Trust the yeah. person that you're making
definitely.
The giant purchase from.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So I believe we looked at a few properties. Mm-hmm. Some of them were still under construction. They were in the framing stage, so we weren't really able to see the finished product. There were a few that we could and we were saying, "Okay, well, this is an option." And, of course I was, like I said, I was reluctant, mm-hmm. Just because I knew there was a certain price point that I wanted us to stay in, so that we could live and be comfortable. So, of course my wife was like, well, baby, we can do it. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe we need to consider pre-existing. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't want to.
She didn't want to.
Yeah, but
at first,
she was willing to take on like a second job with DoorDash.
She actually, you know what?
That's funny you say that.
Because that's exactly what she said she would do.
Oh my goodness.
We already communicated.
Yeah. She said, you know what, well, babe, I'll do DoorDash on the weekends and night, you know, I'll do Uber and you can do Lyft. And I was like, babe.
You okay. two would be the funnest Uber or yes. Lyft drivers ever.
And I've done Lyft like during the summer just okay. to have some extra cash, yeah. so I'm familiar mm-hmm. with it. But I didn't want her doing it because yeah. I'm real selective. I'm real
protective
of, sure. of my wife. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have strangers yeah. getting in and out of your cars. Like sure. I don't want her doing that, especially right. in the evening and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But anyway, we looked and. We made the decision that, well, let's at least look at pre-existing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's have some options on the table yeah. and see what's out there. Mm-hmm. So I had a realtor that I had worked with years ago, that I had contacted, and we, started looking at pre-existing properties, and she pulled up several properties for us to go look at. And we did. So that kind of started the process in the pre-existing. Mm-hmm. So she had already had a mortgage company and everything to work with. So we worked with her and the mortgage company for some time. And we came across a property that was actually in Waxahachie, that was actually in North Grove as well. Oh, wow. And we ended up putting an offer. Of course, remember at the beginning of 2020 with the is this 21?
This was 20. This 21.
21. Okay.
Yeah, this year.
The beginning of 2021. It was a lot of hype with the real estate market.
Like bidding wars.
Bidding wars. And people coming from out of state and just throwing huge amounts of cash on homes and people being outbidded. Mm-hmm. Well, that was us. That's what we dealt with. And that's what we were dealing with the pre-existing market. Yeah. It was a lot of that. And I think it was at least, 10 properties that we had put 10 contracts on before we got that offer accepted in North Grove.
In North Grove.
And pre-existing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did get that. We got the offer accepted. It was a for sale by owner. Okay. So we were able to lock in the contract. Mm-hmm. So we were excited, you know.
Extremely excited, especially this was my first house. I was ready.
Yeah.
I was all in.
And it's kind of like a good in between, right? It was pre-existing, but it was still pretty new.
It was pretty new.
Yeah.
It was 2018?
It was built in 2018.
Yeah.
So it was still.
So we were like, okay, cool. We're still, you know.
In the area you were looking at.
In the area we're looking at. Yeah. The home is fairly new. Mm-hmm. Still under warranty, you know. Mm-hmm. So we felt like, you know, okay.
This was it.
Yeah.
Yep. So then, babe, you want to
talk about
what happened there?
Yeah, because after we was in the process and, you know, of course, it was, 2 days before we were going to close, the sellers pulled out. And
no. 2 days.
Two days.
And, you know, of course, we had some things and hurdles we had to get over and things like that. I, for me, was extremely devastated.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to ever stop crying.
Aww.
I cried so much. I cried. I was like, how could this happen to us? We had so many things in place. You know, we told our movers that we was going to have a certain date. You know, we told our landlord that, you know, we was going to move out on this day. He had people coming and looking at the house. And so all of our plans got, you know, rearranged because that happened to us. And so I told, we went back to the drawing board after that. And so we went back and started putting offers on more houses. And then by this time in the market, it had gotten worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And properties were climbing in price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pre-existing and new.
Yeah.
We were like devastated that, you know, the prices, how fast everything was rising.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, like my wife said, we had so many things set up.
In place.
I mean, we had the movers. And
you
again,
were probably packed.
We were packed.
The whole house was packed.
Yeah, the whole house was packed. Boxes in the living room.
Remember, they were ready to come get it and take it over.
And we're teachers.
Yeah.
So the prime time for us to move is the summer, you know, when the kids are out of school and we have those few months to kind of do things without having to take off so much time from work.
Right.
And so we had to rearrange all of that, everything. Mm. And our landlord was very, he was very accommodating and understanding. We kept him up to date with, you know, with the process. So, you know, that would be one thing I would, you know, say to our listeners to, you know, just make sure if you're in a situation where you're renting and you're purchasing, just communicate with your landlord, what's going on. Communication is the key to, you know, to things working out in your favor. So, but he was very, very understanding,
and he worked
with us. So that was definitely a blessing. As my wife said, even after we lost the contract on the property, we still we continued to work with our same realtor and finance company. And it was
10 to like 12 more properties.
More properties.
Oh, that we put on. By this time, we found out that they were only accepting conventional or cash
loans. Oh, or most.
No FHA.
And we were like, man, you know.
Because we just couldn't understand why. Because we were bidding like $20,000 and $25,000 over what they were asking. And then when we come to find out that someone from California would come and they would bid $50,000 to $60,000.
Yeah.
Over. So we can't, or they'll come in and pay cash for it. Or an investor would come in and pay for cash for it. And so we didn't have a chance. What chance did we have?
We were like, you know, we're teachers. We don't have that kind of money.
So I told babe, I was like, babe, listen, please call Jared. We don't have any other options. I'm tired of getting denied. I'm over it. We need somewhere, you know, to go. And so he was like, no, babe, I still, I don't really know. I don't know if we can really afford, you know, new construction. I said, just call Jared.
I was being the stubborn husband.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
I said, please just call Jared. So he finally called Jared.
And 3 days later.
It wasn't right away.
I was being really stubborn.
You had to plant that seed.
I was like, baby, just please call him just to see what he says. And so they were having spec homes built. And so he called him. He finally called him. And so we wanted something that was in our price range, something that we can afford. And I know that that's what he had wanted. And so we called Jared and I was so excited.
Jared said, I said, hey, Jared, this is Terrace. He said, yeah, hey, man, how's it going? And I said, I got some bad news, man. We the last couple of months, we've been back and forth, and that deal fell through. We weren't able to lock in that home. I said, this is the price. Tell me what you have. And he said, I have two properties that will probably work for you. He said, I'm not 100% on the pricing, but you and Tasha just come on down, take a look, and we'll get working on that. So we did. We went, we came down, I believe it was a Thursday.
He walked us around and showed us both those properties.
He showed us both the properties.
Were they under construction?
They were.
One was about to close. I believe it was still had like two or three more weeks to go. And then the other one was just, the frame was just up. So that one was still under.
So the one with the frame, that's the one that we ended up selecting. That was the Eisenhower. And we had looked at an Eisenhower, I believe, on our initial visit with him. So we were familiar with it.
And the Arnold and the MacArthur. We had looked at those.
We had looked at those.
So you knew what they would look like when they were finished.
And, of course, we went online and looked on the John Houston website in the 3D, the little 3D floor plan. So we were able to kind of check
that. That's compliments of our department. Nice. So we love to hear them.
So we checked that out. And my wife and I made a decision, and together we said, you know, she said, babe, I think that Eisenhower will work for us. So we went back to the office and we started talking and we said, you know, hey, Jared, what's the time frame? And he said, well, we're looking at a couple of more months, because of course it's just in the framing stage. So we're looking at probably late September, early October. And we were like, he said, I know that's a little bit past, you know, the time you want it, but at least it's still before the end of this year, you know, and it's kind of around the beginning of the school year. And we said, okay, well, that'll work. I said, so here's the $1 million question.
How much?
Yeah. So.
The numbers guy. He's the numbers guy.
So Jared, you know, sent an email, made a few phone calls. And we were just in the office just casually talking. And, of course, I'm shaking and nervous and sweating and just wondering.
Wondering if we're going to have to go back to driving Uber.
And doing Lyft. And so so he got an email. And he was like, oh, I got an email. So we were like, oh, my goodness. Palms are sweaty and everything. So what he told us, we were absolutely floored. We couldn't believe it because the price of what we were going to pay for the pre-existing was exactly the same price of what we were paying
for new construction,
for brand new John Houston home. We were like, wait.
Spot on.
Wow. Yeah, we couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So we were like, God, oh my God, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. He said, so what do you guys think? We was like, yeah. Where's the contract? let's do this, dude. I mean,
Tasha, did you say, I told you so?
I know what I said.
A little bit. Yeah, she
did. The whole ride back home.
She did. I was like, but I was thanking him. I was like, yes. Thank you, baby. Yeah. Yes, for finally listening. I told you. I was like, I told you that we could do new construction. Mm-hmm. I told you, so let's listen.
He told us, I'm going to put this together today. You guys come back down tomorrow with your earnest, you know, your mm-hmm. Good faith money, mm-hmm. and we'll sign a contract mm-hmm. and we'll get it rolling. Yeah. And that
happened.
Was it.
That happened. Yep. That's how.
So much easier than pre-existing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was the it just journey. Like a weight lifted off your shoulders?
Humongous weight.
Yeah. Oh
humongous because you know it's yours.
Yes.
And you know it's not going to be taken away from you.
Yeah.
And at the drop of a dime, mm-hmm. you know, we have something that's in your reach for mm-hmm. it to be taken away. Was devastating.
We had put so much time
and effort and energy.
Thankfully, we didn't put a whole lot of money in there.
Yeah.
There were some hurdles that we had to endure with that process because there was money that was tied up, and mm-hmm. it did take some time for us to get back the money that we had put on there, of right. course. But all in all, I believe it was a blessing in disguise. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really was. And it also goes to the fact that sometimes as men, we're a little reluctant to listen to our wives. Sometimes mm-hmm. we have to just, you know, back down on the macho and just listen. and it's hard. It's hard because we're by nature, we're dominant. So we feel mm-hmm. like, you know, no, baby, I got this.
And I never one time booked him on it. So, yes, you know, he's the leader. He's the husband. Mm-hmm. He's the man. Mm-hmm. So I followed him. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm like, come on.
Waiting for you to catch up to my vision.
Catch on to the vision. Because
yes.
I never want to make him feel mm-hmm. like he, you know, is not the head of the home.
Yeah. Sure.
But so I want to mm-hmm. make sure I follow him and whatever decision he makes, I follow it. So we went with pre-existing. Even though I wanted new construction, I still did that for him because mm-hmm. he wanted that.
Right.
So when he see that it didn't work and I said, well, your way didn't work. Let's just try my way now.
Yeah.
So he finally went that way and mm-hmm. it was a blessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a tremendous blessing.
Yeah.
And there's a cool story about somebody you met that lives not far from y'all that I want you to tell. But I think that, and there's probably many more things like that story that just like really support that, like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that wasn't that for house us. At that time.
Yeah.
In 2020 or, and it, like this was the house meant for y'all.
Yeah.
But didn't you meet
somebody?
Yeah.
So a friend, there was a friend of mine that, when I purchased my first home in Texas, when I first moved here in 2007, we were neighbors. Next door in Glen Heights.
Uh-huh.
And he called me, I want to say the day we were moving in. Him and his wife, they put a contract on a home on the same street.
Mm-hmm. What?
Down the street from us.
Street.
Just absolutely crazy.
That
we were the moving truck was, I believe, behind me. I think I was in front of him, and he recognized my car. And he was standing out in front of the property with mm-hmm. his agent. And he said, hey, Terrence, I thought I'd just seen you. And I said, yeah, where are you? He mm-hmm. said, yeah, we were standing. Me and my wife were standing out. We seen you guys drive by. Mm-hmm. And I saw the moving truck behind you. So I just automatically assumed that, you know, you. And I said, yeah, we're right down the street. So how, you know, cool is that
to
have a neighbor from 2007?
Yeah.
They stayed in their house and they just sold their house and they'll be moving to North Grove as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And have y'all met more neighbors and people in the community?
We have.
I know y'all are fairly new in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've met a few people, at the mailbox and,
walking
and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
And we've met about maybe like three or four of our neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great little neighborhood for walking to.
It is.
And the dogs.
And shopping. So many things close by.
We stay in Home Depot and Lowe's.
That's
our home now. And I stay in Target.
I
love the convenience of everything because it's like 5 minutes away. It's like right there, and I can just go the back way out of the neighborhood and then come back in, and it's like I don't have to. Only the furthest I go is H-E-B now. To go under, you know, that's the furthest I go.
I'm waiting for the grocery store on the north side.
I know.
That would be nice. I live in Buffalo Ridge, so I'm not far from you guys.
We looked over there, too. We did. Because that's where trophy homes are.
Bought from Stewart over there.
Beautiful neighborhood.
It's very nice.
But I do want that grocery store.
We say we love H-E-B, but we would like to have some other options you know, other than the Target and Walmart.
I'm shocked there's not something on the north end yet. I mean, there's so much. Much growth up there.
There's a lot of people moving this way.
And I'm sure they're going to have to put something. With the amount of people that are moving.
Y'all should just have like a North Grove grocery.
It's
like a little town in itself up there.
It is. But it's beautiful. The community, everybody's so friendly. You know, everything. So we love it. Absolutely love it.
And next summer, y'all can enjoy the pool. Since y'all came in the fall, right?
We didn't get a chance to do the pool yet.
We did get to watch the construction of the pool.
While
we were watching our house, you know, being built, we would, you know, sit at our house sometimes for an hour or two. We would just sit outside and just look or just watch the guys, you know, doing laying the brick, and did lots of videos and took lots of pictures and those things like that. We would walk through it and come out and just stand and just look at it and just
dream.
What color we want to do this wall? Like, what do we want to put in this room? So it was very, very exciting. And
so did you guys, with the Eisenhower, did y'all do any of the like structural upgrades? Or did you get to pick any of that, or everything was already set?
For the most part, everything was set. We did have an option of blinds or gutters. Of course, we chose the gutters.
And, good choice.
We chose the gutters. We didn't have, because at the time when we put the contract on, a lot of the product had already been ordered. Jared had explained that to us. He said, had we come in a little bit earlier, there may have been a few things that we could have done, but with it being a spec home, and at the time we put the contract on, we weren't able to do a lot of things. But what I can say we really enjoy are the fact that the colors that were selected by the design team
were
gorgeous. We we liked the earth tone, so we liked the browns and the tans and those sort of colors. So we were excited when.
He was glad that it wasn't pink.
We had like our rental home had like pink brick.
He couldn't stand
it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
my
sure
my husband's the same. He hates pink brick.
I guess that was a thing in the late 80s,
that's
early 90s.
I was going to say, I'm sure that was hot back in the 90s. Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's the 2020s.
But one of the houses, though, on our street has pink brick. I said, well, babe, that house has pink brick. And he was like, ugh, I wonder how he feels.
We were very excited about the stone, because we do have the stone on the front, which with some builders, we know that's an upgrade.
Right.
And we were happy. It was very, very refreshing to know that a lot of the upgrades, what we would call upgrades,
were already there
with the John Houston product.
Like with the arches that we have, the extended foyer.
I think that's what a lot of people don't know. It's kind of like, oh, I wish I could just tell more people this. But like what you're paying more for in some cases is just come standard with this, with the home.
Just the small details like the cabinets to the ceiling in the kitchen. The crown molding around in the bedroom, in the
larger baseboard.
Like
stone on the fireplace.
Like Tasha said, the The Arches.
The Arches.
Yeah. We were able to have the Arches.
And we weren't supposed to. Jared said that was a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So he came in and was like, that's a mistake. They weren't supposed to do that.
So, but you liked it. You were happy with it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
the extended foyer.
Extended foyer. Mm-hmm.
Really the his nice and her intrigue. Closet.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you got a his and hers closet.
Yeah. I have a his and hers closet. Yeah. He used his closet as for the flight room.
That's my flight.
That's your flight simulator
That's
room.
That's my flight simulator. Very cool. So I have my little planes, my 747s and Airbus and Cessna little
model
planes. Yeah. And then I have my little computer set up
computer
in there.
With your simulator.
Yeah, very cool. So it's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had to have a study, so we love the study.
That's what I was going to ask you about, got that bedroom or the study. So that's
We have the study. And with us both being teachers, it's already been very beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can go in there and, you know, work in private and, you know, do lesson plans, or she can do, you know, her items
from, for after
work,
school.
For her after school program. So
you don't have to spread out on the island or the dining room table. You can have that space.
Yes.
You can shut the door while your son's beating on the drums.
Yes,
And he does.
He has his drums and he plays keyboard as well. So he's got a keyboard set up in his room. So,
the musicians in my family.
Yes.
He plays organ as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Organ and piano.
Organ and piano.
That is so... I just have no musical talent. I so admire people who do, because I just do not.
I know, because they use a part of their brain that, you know, it's really difficult. Because he tries to teach me to do, I can't do it. And I tell him
it's
all
like
the time,
you have it or you don't.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't have the patience
to teach
either.
Her. Mary had a little lamb. And it didn't work. So
it did.
I said, okay, no problem.
Mary has no kindergartner.
Mary has no lamb.
The lamb is gone.
The lamb is gone.
Oh, you tried.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything, I think you've shared so much, but if there's just like one thing that somebody could take away, or a couple things like from y'all's experience, is there anything you'd want to share with the listeners just kind of as like a parting nugget of wisdom?
Well, I would say, you know, like with pre-existing, and with buying that thing, you know, you just know that, you know, what your, you know, your price range and what you're going to be able to afford. And I just believe that even though pre-existing or having a new construction home, you know, I feel like it's beneficial. So we're having both. Mm-hmm. So, you
right.
know. To both options, because pre-existing, like my husband was saying, you get in faster.
Yeah.
It's like 30 to 45 days and you're in, there you go. And but new construction, you have to wait longer, like 8 to 10 months. Mm-hmm. But the benefit of it is that it's brand new and you get to have it.
Yeah.
You know, you're the first ones that's in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I take from it. And I want listeners to know that it's beneficial to having both.
Yeah.
Both options.
Both.
It benefits to both
options.
Just
depends on your, I guess, your what you want. It happened that, you know, even though we wanted, or even though I wanted pre-existing, new construction worked out better. And I would even take it a step further, because I wanted to talk a little bit about Brittany and her team.
Oh, yes, please.
That when with the previous, well, let's just say it like this. There were more benefits on the financial side to purchasing new construction, because Brittany was able to find different financing options for us that helped us towards closing. Like, for instance, with us being teachers, we were able to qualify for, I think it was the Heroes package or something, where we were able, as teachers, we were able to get money towards closing and down payment.
Helpful.
So, of course, going through, you know, Trinity Oaks, that that was a blessing, because that was something that we weren't able to get on a pre-existing property. We weren't able to take advantage of some of those incentives that we would for new construction. So to contrast, I could say that we saved money going new construction.
Really?
I mean, I'm thinking it was close to $5,000.
Maybe six.
Wow.
Because actually... Yeah, because when the closing costs for on the pre-existing, I think it was about $6,000 more
than
what it was for new construction.
And that had first of all, to do with Brittany and her genius and her team and Peyton and all of the wonderful people at Trinity Oaks who helped us get financed. They were able to find us the best rates.
They were able to tell about the rates, babe. You got to tell about what happened with the rates. What happened with the rates?
Yes. Okay, I'm getting there. So the rates and just all of the things that we didn't think about. That we qualify for, and we were like, wow, okay.
Yeah, because it's not like we don't know. Like, that's not our realm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you wouldn't expect it in a seller's market, right? Exactly. Where you're having to put so much over the asking price, you're like, man, there's no way they're going to cover closing costs for me. Yeah. And then they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We do.
So we realized, so Brittany, shared with us, all of the different options. And of course, because I was so consumed with the pre-existing, and we were devastated, we were definitely, I wasn't sure what to think. So when we came in and started working with Brittany, I was saying, Brittany, do I need this? And she was like, hold up, Mr. Carter, slow your roll, slow it down, you got this, okay? She had to check me a little bit. It was a good check. It wasn't like a bad check. It was a good check. And she ended up calling me after she sent the email. Mm-hmm. She said, you know what, Mr. Carter, I understand because I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very particular about things, numbers, all that. So she said, I get it. She said, I had to mess
with you. But especially after we lost it.
Yeah.
It's like being in a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Your guard's up. You're like, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. What's this?
Yep.
So, she assured us that everything was fine, which it was. But what was one of the kickers is that when we first signed the contract, we decided that we didn't want to use our, previous team that we were just going to go with Jarrett. Mm-hmm. We were quoted a different interest rate with the previous
lender.
Mm-hmm. But when we came over to Trinity Oaks, it dropped.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, this is looking good.
Yeah.
This can be really good.
Yeah.
And I want to say maybe 2 weeks before we close, I got a call from Brittany on a Friday, and she said, Mr. Carter, I couldn't even email this to you. I had to call you on this one. Your interest rate just dropped a point.
Yes.
I'm like, a point, or like 0.01. And she said, no, like from 3 down to 2.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, you cannot be serious. Are you serious, Brittany? She said, I am serious. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm going to send the paperwork over right now. I need you to sign it right now.
Wow.
I was like, yes. So again, pre-existing, new construction, these are things weren't able to do. You kind of locked in with the pre-existing. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 bam. Sign on the dotted line. So we were very, very, very happy with the work that Brittany, Peyton and her team did to get us the financing that we need. Because I was very reluctant, again, first of all, with the homes, but of course, changing, we had already given the other company all our personal paperwork. Information, pay stubs, bank statements, all these documents.
It's a lot of work, too.
Yeah. You already gave them your firstborn. Now you're having to give them the secondborn.
So, but I have to say, I have to give big props to Trinity Oaks.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They really did a great job with getting us finance and then the process, the closing process. Everything was smooth. Excel Title Company, everything was great.
That's awesome.
There's definitely the benefits of using all of the companies in one because it makes it so much smoother. We really communicate internally, and that way it's just easier for you guys to just get closed on the home and move in.
Yes.
Yeah, and at that point, really, it's like you didn't deserve anything else, but the best from everybody. I mean, you'd already been through so much, so it was time for everything to line up for the Carters.
Tears turned into complete joy. I'm happy about that.
We were very we went through a moment it was really low.
Yeah.
It was really low. And she, this being her first home, you know, she was really, I mean, she was really down. And I told her, mm-hmm. I said, you know, sweetie, we can't allow this situation to stop us. This has to make us and build us and make us stronger. We got to mm-hmm. keep going. Mm-hmm. Can't stop.
And I didn't want to. I was like, no, I want that. I want that. I don't want it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I want that house. And he was like, I want that house. Yeah. That house was all I saw.
Yeah.
You know, especially mm-hmm. when you go down and you see it, you know, mm-hmm. as much as we did, you know, because you have to go and inspect and go and, you know, and, you know, the survey and the going, you know, so you see it and you fall in love with it so much.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like I said, it's just devastating when you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when your life has to be turned upside down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when things happen. And he's so strong and he's used to, because he's my backbone. And mm-hmm. so he's used to willing me in mm-hmm. when I'm like so down. Because he's just was like, I'm like, you, listen, it's hard for me to just to bounce back.
Right. Yeah. That's you know? How I am too. I need a minute to grieve and wallow in my sorrow.
Yeah. Just for a second. I said, I'm going to get there, but I just right now I'm so hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you see is the hurt. You don't mm-hmm. see past the hurt.
Right.
You know, until but now it's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it was a blessing
mm-hmm.
at the end. So, you know, I thank God for that.
Yeah. And now you're in a brand new home.
Brand new.
And it feels so good.
Yes.
No issues, no problems. Yeah.
Well, we're so glad y'all came back to Jared and John Houston Homes and Trinity Oaks Mortgage. And so we're very thankful that that came full circle.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing your story. What a beautiful story.
And be looking for us for again in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If I could add one more thing.
Absolutely.
I would just like to say that we're very grateful and thankful for Jared. Jared Denton. So listeners out there.
Yes. Jared's your guy.
Denton is your guy.
Brittany, she's your girl.
She's your girl. Yeah. And we are, they're like the dream team. We call them the dream team. We are very, very happy with the work that they did for us in getting us in our home. They did an amazing job. You know, I told Jared, I said, Jared, you should be making millions, dude. Like millions, man. You are top notch.
He was a great communicator.
Great communicator.
Yes.
Great.
I would like, that's what I wanted to say. So what we found amazing about Jared is during the process, I know he had a lot of different things going on in his life. Personal-wise, mm-hmm. he bought a new home. I think his wife had a baby. And I believe he was sick at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And throughout, even through all of those different obstacles or those things that happened, he still managed to communicate with us every single week.
Every week.
We got a text message. It would usually either be on a Sunday or a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get a text message from Jared explaining to us the process, where we were in the process. And, mm-hmm. you know, hey, they're going to lay brick this week. They're going to come do flooring this week.
Mm-hmm. Drywall's going up.
Mm-hmm. Sheetrock's going up. Yeah. Electrician will be out.
Mm-hmm. Windows,
everything.
Yeah.
And we were like, wow. Didn't he just have a baby?
Yeah.
Didn't they just move? Like, babe, wasn't he in the hospital?
Yeah.
So,
and every week.
Every week.
He still was
so we realized, I mean, especially us being teachers, he's definitely, that is to me above and beyond.
Yep.
You know, because we hear that a lot. You know, we're customer service oriented because we're in the business of education,
mm-hmm.
educating children mm-hmm. and of course parents. And with him, of course, with us being the clients, he's in the business of home ownership, you know. But for him to have the level of commitment and dedication that he had mm-hmm. For us and that he has for his clients
mm-hmm.
Was just amazing. We were blown away. We couldn't believe it. So big props to you, Jared.
Yeah, shout out Jared. Jared.
And everything that he said actually happened
mm-hmm.
the time that in frame it was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So
that's
it was
awesome.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful home, beautiful builder.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank y'all very much. And thank you for being out there on the front lines with the kids, too. I mean, that's a huge, that's a huge calling, and we appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So glad you enjoyed us today.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Welcome Home Podcast. We would love to hear from you with any questions or comments or hear your story. Feel free to give us a call at 866-237-7803 or email us at info@jhoustonhomes.com. And again, you can visit our website at jhoustonhomes.com.
Welcome home.